John Glasson is at the Oxford Polytechnic. He's an expert on the local economy. John, can I ask you whether you feel there'll be any short or indeed long-term effects by this action?
Yes, I mean, first of all, I'd like to express shock. I'm sure everyone else in the studio is shocked by this decision. Although, in a way, I'm not surprised, because in the prosperous southeast, as the Cowley Works is, it is going to be less eligible than some of the West Midlands plants for EC aid for restructuring, and that may be a factor in why the Cowley plant has been hit like this. I'd certainly hope, as I'm sure others in the studio would, that it can still be avoided, and no doubt there will be intensive lobbying to change this decision. But if it does go ahead, the local economic concerns will hit three groups, I think. They'll hit Oxford generally, they'll hit Cowley in particular, and they'll obviously hit certain individuals very hard indeed. When you close a major plant like Austin Rover South Works, you not only lose a lot of jobs, but you have a fundamental knock-on effect on the local economy. For example, for every Austin Rover job lost, there may be half to one other job lost in associated manufacturing and service jobs. So we're looking at a wider effect. But to go back to those three groups I mentioned, the effect on the Oxford economy, the effect on Cowley, the effect on the individuals. What we're seeing here in Oxford is a weakening of one of the four pillars which support the Oxford economy, those being the motor industry, education, health and printing. Now, some people could argue that with 4 to 5% unemployment and falling, that doesn't matter. But in fact, it does, because we're losing a vital element of the economy. And what it does reinforce is the need to diversify the Oxford economic base.
Is it too early actually to place some sort of figure on this? I mean, you say it's going to affect the Oxford economy and indeed Cowley. How would you expect it to affect it? Would you expect shops to close?
Well, associated firms are likely to be affected. I think local services are likely to be affected. And I think it does put the pressure on us to consider other ways of diversifying the Oxford economy. You only need to open the Oxford Times every Friday now to look at proposals for a science box in Oxford, or for proposals for doing more on tourism. Now, both these developments may have problems, but they both have the advantage of diversifying the economy. And I think we have to look more seriously about diversifying our economy. We've known for many years it's vulnerable. I think we need to put more effort into diversification.
Isn't that the danger of any town that does depend on, particularly on one industry, that if it does lose part or all of that industry, it does find itself in dire straits?
Yes, it will. I mean, I wouldn't over-exaggerate, and I have said that there are several pillars to the Oxford economy, and this is only one of them, but it is a vital one. And so, yes, we are vulnerable. But if it is going to go ahead, I think the emphasis should be on what we're going to do about it. I hope it won't go ahead, but if it does, and that maybe is likely, we need to diversify. We also need to look at ways of softening the blow for the individuals involved. Hopefully the company will stick to voluntary redundancy, but this may not be the case. I would hope that the company would also assist in providing new opportunities for people who lose jobs. In other communities where large firms, large employers close down, where British Steel has closed down plants, where British Rail has closed plants, where British Coal has closed plants, the firm has actually assisted in providing alternatives through retraining packages, through generating new firms itself, which might be associated with the old firm that's closing down. I would hope that Austin Rover would take a responsible and enlightened view. It's been served well by its workforce. I would hope it would show some responsibility to its workforce in terms of softening the blow if this development goes ahead.